Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 1,120th episode. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 321-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak with me or have any questions at any time, please press 1. All right, so I'm just very, very excited just to be here tonight. I just want to praise God. I just want to bless God just for tonight, you know, just carrying us through. So much has happened already in this year of 2020, but I thank God that on this 19th day of February that we are here, and I thank God for everyone who is listening, those who constantly support the Ministry of Purpose Kingdom Network. We just say thank you, thank you. And to those who are overseas in different countries, just listening in, we bless God for you. Tonight's topic is the power of praise. And I just felt the need to, I know I go in a lot about just teaching and preaching, but tonight we're going to, I'll definitely give scriptures, but it's definitely going to be testimonial tonight. So the power of praise, I just want to go over the importance of just praising God. Amen. The power that's in praise, the power that is in worship, and the victory that it has over our lives, just surrendering to God. You know, so this past weekend, I had the opportunity to just take up a fast, you know, from Friday to Sunday morning. I just took on a fast just to see God and ask Him, you know, to get some answers concerning a particular issue. And I'll tell you, I have not received the answer, but in me just seeking God, I was able to praise Him. And in that, it has lifted so much weight off of my shoulders. Amen. So although I haven't received, I went in for one thing, amen, and I came out being full. I came in on Friday night thinking that I needed one thing, and I left feeling fulfilled, feeling full more than anything, amen. And it's something about God that He knows what we need even before we ask Him. He knows what we need more than ourselves, amen, because He is who created us. So in seeking God and asking Him, and in seeking God and wanting to know a certain situation or which direction to go in a certain situation, it was just this thing I couldn't get past. It was like, you have to praise me. And in that, just praising God and just acknowledging God for who He is, I was able to just feel free, amen? So I just bless God and I just thank God. I just give Him all the glory and all the praise, amen? God, He has created the heavens and the earth. This is in Genesis, is in the beginning of the Bible, and it's letting you know, God spoke it and it came to existence, amen? He created the stars, the moon, the birds in the air, you know, the creepy, crawly things on the land, the sea. Amen. He has created all those things. He has even created us and given us life and given us provision, given us peace, even in the midst of our storm. You know, and there's nothing that we can give God that He didn't make and that He didn't give to us already. Amen. So the job that we have, the mind that we have, amen, the finances, the money, our children, our husbands, our wives, amen? He has given those things to us. So what then do we give to God, the Almighty, the creator of all things? What do we give to him? Amen. What should we render? David said that in Psalm 116. What should I render to the Lord? Amen. For all that he has done, what can we give God? We have nothing to give him but our praise, but our praise and but our worship. Amen. Before we go into the topic tonight of the power of praise, I would like to bring on my friend, my little sister, JoJo Faith, to lift us up in a song. Amen.
Baby steps, my child, to you it may be nothing, but you're making daddy proud. Your weakness is only my strength. I know you got questions, but I'm closer than you think. I promise, I promise. And oh, I won't let go, I won't let go. I see you right where you are, and I'm holding on to your heart, and oh, I won't let go, I won't let go, 'cause I see you right where you are, and I'm holding on to your heart. You've been here all this time. Tell me, where have I been looking? 'Cause you weren't hard to find. Mercy opened my eyes. Now I'm losing my religion to be loved like a child. And oh, I won't let go. I won't let go. I see you right where you are, and I'm holding on to your heart, and oh, I won't let go, I won't let go, 'cause I see you right where you are, and I'm holding on to your heart. I see you right where you are, and I'm holding on to your heart. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. So only the King of all kings I will bow my knee and sing. I'll give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. So only the King of all kings I will bow my knee and sing. I'll give my everything. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like Jehovah.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God. Father God, I just want to tell you thank you for this evening. Thank you for this night, Lord Jesus. We just cover everyone that is listening with your mighty blood, Lord Jesus. Father God, let let everyone know, even myself, the power of praise, the power of worship, Lord Jesus, and what it means to you, Lord, just to surrender and just to give all to you, Lord, just to bow down and just to proclaim your name, Father God. I just want to thank you tonight, Lord. I just lift you up, Father God, in truth and in spirit, Father God. Father God, may your presence be felt all over this line, Lord Jesus. May there be no interference, Father God. Father God, we just acknowledge who you are, Father God. We know that you can give. We know that you can bless. But, Father God, we just simply thank you tonight just for simply being God, Father God. Thank you for just your provision. Thank you for just leading and guiding us, Lord. Father God, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you bless every member that is on this line, every ministry of the Purpose Kingdom Network, Father God, that we will praise you in truth and worship, that we will continue to bring forth your word every evening in the name of Jesus. Father God, even when we are offline, Lord Jesus, we will bring forth your word just to the people that we encounter in truth and in spirit, Lord. So we just say thank you for all that you do, Lord, for you are mighty and you are just. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Joe, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Joe. I just bless God for you. That was very beautiful. I know you have school in the morning, but thank you for just staying up a little longer. So can you introduce, I know you used to come on when I first started, and then school got a little busy, and you were able to come on tonight. So can you just reintroduce yourself to the Purpose Kingdom Network? Let them know your name. Let them know just how you minister, and yes, just let them know a little about yourself, JoJo.
Hello, my name is JoJo. I am 17 years old, and I'm a worship leader. I usually just worship in my room by myself. I'm more of a solo worshiper because I like to be intimate with God, and whenever I get the chance to go out there and minister to, like, different churches or even in my own, it's a lot of fun because I get to be a blessing not just to the kingdom of God, but to people because you never know what others are going through. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So the fact that God has, we all have different gifts that we, you know, that God has given us, and that God has given you one of the gifts. You have many gifts, but one of the gifts that you utilize is the gift of singing. So what does that mean to you to be able to lift your voice to God and to praise to God? What does that mean? And I know you said you do a lot of praise and worship at home. So if you can just tell me, like, what it means to you to use the gift of God of singing.
Well, to me, it means a lot just because I'm not one of those people who, like, can pray for hours. So whenever I don't know what to say, I just start singing. So it's like, it's so cool because I don't have to say too much with my words. I can just worship him and he can get the message. So I feel like with that, we have a better connection instead of me like standing up and clapping my hands and pray. But yeah, it means a lot because I can do that and he can still get the message.
Amen. Amen. And Joe, just know, I just want you to know, I know you're still growing in your faith and things like that. So even, you know, we shouldn't be repetitious with prayers and things like that. So don't ever feel like you have to pray long and things like that, because it can become meaningless and distracting if you just say, hey, I should be praying for 30 minutes, and you're only able to give truth and worship in your prayer within 2 minutes, which is fine, and God will accept it. So I just want to let you know that. And I have another question, one more question before you go. can you describe a time that your praise has helped you through a difficult time?
I think you and I spoke a lot about this before.
So
last year when everything was happening, you know, I literally had a moment, like I needed to take a moment to myself and with God, and I was like, why is all this happening? And, you know, while going through everything, I said this to you, like, God just told me, keep going. Because there are times where we go through tough stuff. Like, everybody goes through a lot. Like, everybody has their own situation. Sometimes the enemy tries to make us feel like we're never going to get out of it. And every time I felt like I was never going to be okay, my worship was what kept me going.
Amen.
And so there were times where, like, I had to put my phone down and just spend time with God, because all those things became a distraction. And God was just like, the more you dwell in me, the more you talk to me, like, the more I can heal you, the more I can fix you. And so I started to do that.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank you, Joe, for just sharing your time with us tonight. You're welcome on this line anytime. So I just thank you again. Thank you for just blessing us with your beautiful voice. And like I always tell you, I just pray that you continue to stay steadfast in the Lord as you are growing. You'll be off to college pretty soon, so just keep your faith and nothing. Just stay strong in your faith. Stay strong in your praise. And I'm telling you, nothing will stop you. You know God is always with you. And this is only the beginning of JoJo Faith. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if you can, just stay, you know, listen for the rest of the show. And if you want to come back on, just give me a text and I'll bring you back on, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And if any of our listeners have any questions for Joe, you can simply press 1. I'm here. Or if you want to text me and I can answer the question. Amen. So I praise God. It's wonderful to praise God. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing to use our gifts to praise God. Amen. And if you are just joining, the topic for tonight is the power of praise. And with God just being almighty, God being the creator of all things, and what should we give him? What can we give him to be pleasing? And to be pleasing to God is to praise him, and it is to worship him. Amen. Our verse for tonight is coming from Psalm 150. And we'll go through the whole Psalm 150, but Psalm 150, verse 6, it says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that means so much to me, because it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And as I started off, I was just saying, you know, God is creator of all things. And if you go back to Genesis, when God created man, and he breathed life into man, amen, the breath of life into man. So everything that God has created, so let everything that has breath, everything that God has created, let them praise the Lord. So praise the Lord, amen. So that's our verse for tonight. We always, you know, we always have a verse of the night, so make sure you have your notebooks to still take notes for the scriptures that we do go over. Amen. But as I said, I just want this to be a testimony. I just want whatever the Spirit is telling you to do in this moment to just worship God. You may do everything right. You may not be a person who sin, although we are all full of sin. Amen. But you may be forgetting to praise, to worship God. You may not acknowledge God, amen. This may be what is speaking to you, amen. So I pray that tonight you will obey God and just to praise and just to worship him. So praise and worship, it goes hand in hand. Although it's not exactly the same thing, they do go hand in hand, amen. So I just want to go over the definition really quick of praise. So Webster, Google, it says that praise is the act of expressing approval or admiration, amen, the offering of grateful homage in word or song. It is an act of worship. So what we do of singing praises and singing worship, although, like, praise and worship is not praise songs, amen. You can sing praise songs but not be praising God, amen. If it's not done from the heart, if it's not done in truth, then it's not sincere to God and is not a praise to God. Amen. So just singing songs and just having a praise and worship is not simply praise or just worship. That's just the name of a genre. Amen. That they name that genre of songs is praise and worship. Amen. But as Joe said, that's part of her worship is praying to God. Amen. Because she does that from the heart. She does that in truth and in spirit. When she don't have the words to say, sometimes songs can come to fill, to speak to God and saying what she wants to say. Amen. And that is enough. God is accepting it. Amen. Because it's coming from the heart. So when we do sing these hymns and we do sing these songs to God, we want to make sure it's coming from the heart. And this reminds me of a friend who cannot sing. This friend cannot sing at all, and it's horrible. And I will always tell this friend, like, you cannot sing. Like, I even have, like, near her name, one of the emojis is like a like a can't sing, like no. You know, she cannot sing. I have an emoji for that. But I was like, oh, my gosh, your singing is horrible. And she said, it doesn't matter. God loves it. And when I said that, she was singing a gospel song, and she was singing with all her heart in it. She was singing as if she sounded like JoJo or another famous, you know, or famous gospel singer. She was just singing her heart out. But when she said that, like, I stopped telling her she couldn't sing to her face, you know. But she was singing it in truth and in spirit. And I believe that even though to what we hear, the human ears can hear, although she cannot sing to me, and I don't want to sound bad, I believe, I'm not God, but I believe God was pleased because it was from truth, it was from spirit. Amen. So that's a part of praise. That's what praise is and what worship is. The definition is a feeling or expression of reverent adoration for a deity, the worship of God. Amen. And when I think of worship, I think of bowing down. You know, worship looks different. It comes in many forms from person to person. You know, one may throw their hands up. But the most I see of worship, many people bow down. Amen. And what I experience in their bowing down, sometimes it can be a knocking down. The presence of God is very overwhelming. It's very powerful. And if you have ever experienced the presence of God, which I pray that someday you do, that it is very overwhelming. And there's no way that you can truly stand in the presence of God. You will fall to your knees. So when I think of the bowing down, it's just the worship. It's acknowledging the presence of God. It's acknowledging God for who he is. It's acknowledging that, listen, I'm just human being. You're the one who breathed into me. You're the one who breathed the breath of life into my lungs. And without you, I'm nothing. We're not on the same level. God, you are higher than I. You are higher than I. I don't even know what my tomorrow will be, but you do. So worship is definitely, and a pastor was saying that worship worth the relationship. Amen. God is, you're showing God that, hey, this relationship is worth it. I want to seek you. Amen. I want to seek you. It's seeking the presence of God. It's acknowledging the presence of God. It's saying that here I am out of all the things. Here I am out of all the days. Listen, I'm here. I'm here ready to submit, ready to humble myself. Amen. True praise and worship is from the heart. Amen. True praise and worship is from the heart. And when you think about it as well, so praise and worship is very intimate to me. Amen. Although this show is called, although tonight's topic is the power of praise, worship is amazing. Amen. And I can't, it's hard to describe, but I'll do my best to describe. Amen. because it's definitely, when I say testimony, you definitely had to be in the presence. You have to experience. Amen. It's some people who shout. It's some people who run around. It's some people who cry their eyes out. And when I feel the presence of God, as I said, it's very overwhelming. I cry my eyes out, not because I'm sad, but because it's like little me get to experience this. Who am I to even, I'm not worthy to feel this. I'm not worthy. I'm filthy. I'm not, all day I'm committing sin. Amen. I'm not even worthy to feel this. I'm not even worthy to even be preaching the word of God. Amen. But God see worth in me. So I have to bow down and I have to worship. I have to acknowledge that he is above all. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. Amen. Praise. It's expressing with your mouth. Amen. It's the act of worship, and it's also expressing. Like, you can praise other people. Amen. You know, you can praise, like, ignite, like getting rewards or awards in school or wherever, like at a camp, things like that. You're giving children, you're giving adults, whatever, the Nobel Peace Prize award. That's praising people for the good deeds that they have done, the good things that they have done. So praise, you can praise other people, amen? But when you worship, you should worship no one but God, amen? You should worship no one but God. Only God deserves the worship. God is a jealous God. Amen. It's in the book of Exodus. For you shall have no other gods. Amen. God is a jealous God. So when you worship, you should only worship God. So now I ask you, who are you worshiping? You'll deny it, especially if you're a Christian. You're going to deny who, if you're worshiping a deity. Amen? Another deity. Mm-hmm. You'll say, oh, no, I worship no God. I serve no other God. You're going to pull up the scripture. I already know you. You're a Christian. You're going to pull it up like, oh, I only serve God. No other gods over here. God the Almighty. But what about those concerts you go to? Beyonce. What about those concerts? Look at the people. Look at a video of concerts. Amen? And just look how they worship people. Look how people are being worshipped. They're falling all over. Amen? Passing out. Even like, I still am a big fan of Michael Jackson. Amen. And growing up, we used to watch videos. Like, my mom would buy us VHS set. You know, kids act like Michael Jackson. That's still, even kids who, like, he's long gone. Amen. He's from generation to generation. Like, Michael Jackson is a household name, even in this day and age. And if you look at those videos, people are being, ambulance are coming because people are passing out. People are going crazy over Michael Jackson. People are going crazy. They were going crazy over Michael Jackson. People are going crazy over Beyonce and whatever other celebrity. Amen? People are worshiping their spouse, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their children more than they worship God. Amen? And you say that you are a Christian. You say that you are a believer. Amen? But every day you're giving worship, you're bowing down to these people. Why is that? Amen. And I'm not here to judge you, but I am a Christian. Amen. And the Bible says that we should bring our faults up. Amen. In a loving way, in the way that God does it. Amen. So we help one another. Amen. So be mindful. Be mindful. Who you're raising your hands up to and who you're bowing down to. You still live in this day and age. I'm not saying you can't have fun. I love music. I love all genres of music. Amen. And just be mindful. Just be mindful. Amen, because we should be just lifting our hands up and praising God and worshiping God. We should be just bowing down to God, amen. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging people, giving them their flowers while they are here, amen. Just say, hey, I appreciate you. There's nothing wrong with it. But to put others before God, that's where we run into the problem, amen. Amen. So I hope I help decipher between praise and worship, although they do go hand in hand. You'll hear like praise and worship. You know, you'll even when I'm praying, I say, Lord, I give you the praise, I give you the worship, you know. And with that being said, no one can tell you how to praise God. No one can tell you how to worship God. And people will look at you funny. People, why is she yelling? Why is she hopping around? Why is she jumping around? Why is she bowing down? What's wrong with her? Don't she know she's in front of people? Like, she needs to be doing that by herself. Like, I would not be doing that. No one can tell you how to praise or how to worship, especially if it's from the heart. Amen? When it's coming from the heart, that's all that matters. It's between you and God. You're showing God that he's worth it. Amen? And when you're praising and you're worship, you don't even care who's around you. You don't care. That's not it. You're in a whole, you're not even in this world. At that time, spiritually, you're not in this world. Amen. And people, you don't know what other people have been through. You don't know my story. You don't know my struggle. You don't know why I lift my hands up. You don't know why I sing my voice. You don't know why I write my poetry. You don't know why. You don't know why I shout with a loud voice. You do not know why. So you cannot tell me how to pray. Amen? Amen. So I am going to read Psalm 150. Amen? And personalizing your, we want to personalize our praise, and we want to personalize our worship. Amen? As we said before, the verse of tonight is from Psalm 150, verse 6. And it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. And in this psalm, David is just praising the Lord. Throughout Psalms, all over this book, David, Moses, they're praising the Lord. Amen. They're giving God the glory. They're giving God the worship. And it's not even, they're giving God the praise, the glory, and the worship, and it's not even based off of their circumstances. It's not based off of their situation. It's not based off of them being happy, being sad. It is just simply praising God because he is God all by himself. Amen? And I want us to get in that. I want us to get in that habit of just praising God just because. I'm going to praise you just because I understand that I did not get my answer. I know I went in, Lord. I know I did from Friday to Sunday a fast. I gave up my weekend. Amen. I gave up my friendship, my family time for you, Lord. And I know I went in seeking for a particular answer. But Father God, I give you the praise and I give you the glory. Because meeting you and seeking your face and feeling your presence is better than any answer that I can ever receive. Amen? So it's not based off our situation. It's not based off our circumstances, what we have and what we don't have. Praise and worship is not based off of those things. It is just simply acknowledging God for who he is. Psalm 150 said, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him. Praise in his mighty firemen. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and flute. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and flute. Praise him with the cymbals. Praise him with the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Father God, I say thank you. Praise the Lord. And this is the psalm of saying praise the Lord. It's letting us know that with our gifts, we're going to praise him. David was a man, he loved music. Amen. He sang. He played the harp. Amen. He played it. That was a gift that God has given him, and he has given it right back to God, and he's poured out in all these psalms that you can read. Amen. And he's saying, praise God in his sanctuary. So we praise God in his sanctuary, which is the church. We praise God in everywhere that we go. Amen. We lift him up. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him in the heavens. That's what it's saying. Praise him. Praise him in the heavens, where he is, where he's seated at, up high. We praise him for his mighty acts. You know, the things that he has done for us. Amen. We're praising him for the same. We're acknowledging. We know that you have delivered us. We know that you have saved us. And you make it personal. Get deep and personal when you're praising God. Like, oh, I won't forget what you have done for me when you saved me from that car accident. I could have been dead. Amen? Although we all had an appointed time, but I would have been perishing. Amen? I wouldn't have had eternal life. But I praise God for his mighty acts. I praise God even for this morning. Even for just me praying every night and praying every day, Lord, protect me, Lord. I pray for long life. I pray that I don't go prematurely. And every day I get to wake up and say, thank you for another day. And every day I get to come back home and say, wow, thank you, Lord, for being faithful that I make it back home to my bed. Amen. So you praise God for his mighty acts. Make it personal. Amen. Showing him that you know, I see what you're doing, Lord. And I won't forget, although it's chaotic around me, but Lord, thank you for this peace within my home. Thank you for this peace within my home. I praise God that even growing up, we grew up in rough neighborhoods. Amen. But I praise God because not one bullet came through my home. Amen. Not one has touched me. Amen. Crazy people walking around, kidnappers, murderers, and none has came upon my home. So, Lord, I say thank you. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Just praise him because he is great, because he is almighty. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. And when I hear that sound of the trumpet, I know the trumpet is an instrument, but I just think of a voice just projecting loudly, just praising God and just proclaiming him, that it just pierced the souls of people and make people want to say, who is that God that she is praising? Who is that God that she speak of? I tell you, when I did not know Jesus Christ, when I did not know God for myself, and my mom would be praising God, it would sometimes upset me, like, how can she praise him and we're in this situation? How can she keep saying that God is good? And now that I'm a woman, now that I have experienced things on my own, I can say that God is good. I can say that I praise God for all that I have been through and all that I continue to go through. So we praise him with the lute and with the harp. Amen. So the instruments. Not just the instruments that we can play, but every instrument of our body, whatever instrument God has given us to use, If it's with our hands, we praise him with writing. We praise him with pottering. We praise him if we're a doctor performing surgery. This is for you, Lord. Father God, you have given me the gift. You have extended, Father God, your works to live through me, this vessel. So as much as I can, I'll perform surgery on this heart. Amen. So you praise God with whatever instrument you have. Amen. If you have the gift to be a peacemaker, speak peace. If you have that gift, amen. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Dance is so much, oh man. Just I miss praise dancing. JoJo and I used to praise dance together. And I just miss praise dancing because for me, as JoJo said, singing, sometimes she don't have the words to say, and the song can just speak so much and just speak to God as what she's feeling. But when I'm praise dancing, when I'm dancing, sometimes I can just dance in my room by myself and just give God his glory. It's just so much in those movements, so much that cannot be explained, amen, through words that I can't even say right now, but it's just so much power to just give God praise and the gift that he's given me, you know. Praise him with the string instruments and the flute. Amen. Just continue to give praise to God. Just lift it up loud. And it's just saying loud. Amen. Loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. So let it be loud. Amen. Let everything, and then let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord is emphasized throughout this whole Bible, throughout this whole book of Psalms, and throughout this scripture of Psalm 150. And I just wanted to just read it, just write that down, and just whatever way you praise God in truth and in spirit. Amen. No one can stop you. No one can tell you how to praise. No one can say, hey, listen, you don't praise with both your hands up, put one hand. No one can tell you that. Then you get into the religious aspect of Christianity, amen, and you start doing rituals, things like that, separating you from God, amen. When God wants that relationship, amen, he has given his only begotten son to build that relationship so we can praise and so we can worship freely. So with that being said, I'll do the call of salvation, amen. If there is anyone out there who is just longing to just praise God, just longing to worship him, amen, you are free to do that now, amen. If you want to get to know God, if you want to build that relationship with God, I tell you, you have to go through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us. He has came, amen. In a mighty way, born through the Virgin Mary, amen. And he has died in a mighty way, but oh, he is living. He is living, amen. And he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be honored, amen. So, with that being said, if that is you, if you're looking to show God the praise, show God the glory, show God the worship, and it's just a disconnect. You have to seek Jesus Christ. You have to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And once you acknowledge Jesus Christ for who he is, you can begin to praise and worship God freely. Amen. Amen. If that is you, just acknowledge all your sin, whatever you have done, knowingly and unknowingly. Just acknowledge, repent of it. Amen. Repent is to turn from your old ways. Amen. So you turn away from your old ways, you repent every sin, and you say, Lord Jesus, you are my personal Lord and Savior. You acknowledge that. And if you believe that you are saved and you are free, amen. We just encourage everyone to get in a Bible-believing church. And if you don't have a church home at this time, you can always listen to Purpose Kingdom Network, and we're here every night. I would like to bring Brother Rob on for any announcements we may have.
All right. Real quickly, I'm going to do the announcements, and then we'll go ahead and get back to our tonight's program. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program. Whether you call us online or via phone, I'd like to thank you so much for supporting this here Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom. You can see some of our past and upcoming shows and our advertisements. We really appreciate it if you share with a friend or a family member. We also invite you to follow us on anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can get a morning word of inspiration almost each and every morning that we're available to broadcast a morning word of inspiration. We thank you so much for participating and sharing with a friend. Tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, we hope you join us for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And just feel free to invite a friend. We thank you so much. And anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KingdomKingdom, where you can simply type in a host name and a show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And at this moment, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the show over into the hands of Sister Dominique.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rob. Amen. Amen. The power of praise. If you are just joining us, we're discussing the power of praise and the power of worship. If we do have any callers out there, if you want to, if you have any comment, any concern, any question, press 1. And if you are listening to me online and would like to speak with me, dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. I just bless God for all that he has done for me. And I'll continue to always bless God and always praise God. I had, like, y'all, I share a lot with y'all. You're like my little diary. So, you know, I'm always, like, I'm typically an anxious person, and I always, and, you know, if anybody knows, the Bible says be anxious for nothing and to be in prayer about everything. So being anxious, being worried is contradicting to faith. Amen. And I am a woman of faith. But every, you know, is the human part of us that constantly gets us. Like, I'm someone who likes to plan things, and that can be it can really get in the way if anyone is the same way. And sometimes you can plan things out, and you're like, but I had it this way, and God is saying another way. God is saying, no, this way. Like, listen, Dom, this way. And I'm like, but hold on, wait, I had A, B, and C. And God is just like, girl, I don't even have all no A, B, and C. I just said this way. So it can be, I trust God and with all my heart. But, you know, with this worrying and always having things planned out, it can be a little scary when God, you know he's there, but it's not a clear, he's just telling you just to walk. He's not saying turn left, turn. You just have to keep walking. He's just saying keep walking. And when it's time to turn left or when it's time to turn right, I will tell you so. He's just saying to keep walking. Me, I like to make sure I have. But it's just going deeper. The more you grow in your faith, the more you grow in God, your relationship will get deeper. And God don't have to be there every step of the way. He may not speak to you every step. But you have these scriptures, these holy scriptures who speak to you, where it's piercing to you, where it's sharp. Amen. These words are sharp, and they speak to you. And God may not have to be audible as he was when you first started. Amen. He wants to show that you can trust him, amen? He wants to know that you trust him. So with that being said, I like to write poetry. I like to write some lyrics, things like that. And I've been diving more into it this year. And coming home today from work, I was waiting for the bus. And as I was waiting for the bus, I don't know why I did this. I just closed my eyes. And I was in Frankfurt, like, who would really close their eyes? Like, you know, I'm usually on guard, like, making sure. Because there's something always happening at the terminal. You have the transit police, it's always over, you know. So I had the opportunity to close my eyes. I don't know what made me close my eyes, but in that, with me always being anxious, in that moment of me closing my eyes, I was able to, it was an amazing feeling. I can't describe it. Like, I was just able to just be in the present and not worry about, like, oh, man, I got to get prepared for the show, or I got to get my clothes off for work. I have to cook. I have to just clean up a few things. That wasn't on my mind when I closed. I was just in tune, and I was able, I closed my eyes, and the sun was just beaming down on me. I was able to feel the sun beam on me, especially on my left eye. It was just really hot on my left eye. I was able to feel the wind blow, brush past my face from the right side. It was just like I was able to be present for that moment. You know, it wasn't a long moment, and just a couple of words came to me, and I would like to share those because I believe it was just the words of God just being, the words of God just letting me know, like, I am here, and I'm bigger than your worry, you know, and I just want to just read these little, some of these words that came to me, and it's a praise to God, and it says that, I am alive, just as much as I am is the living God. Oh, I too am alive, for I can feel beyond my pain. I am cleansed from my sinful stain, for I too am alive. Oh, I am the living God. Oh, he is alive. Amen. Those were just the words that came to me. Amen. And I just thank God just for just showing me. It's so much power in his praise. And you know, like, it doesn't matter where you are. I got teary-eyed. I was in public, you know. But the power of God is so beautiful that no one was even worried about me. Amen. No one even noticed what was going on with me. And that's the thing about God is your relationship with him. So you have to honor him in truth and in spirit. And I just thank God for just him being there, even in public places, amen, just him being surrounded everywhere we go, and I just thank God for just speaking to me. I thank God for always being with me, so just know that God is bigger than anything, and that God, just showing God and surrendering God in the power of praise, you'll be able to overcome any situation. The power of praise and worship will shift the atmosphere, will shake the atmosphere. Amen. So don't be afraid to praise God. Don't be afraid to worship him. Don't be afraid to surrender. Don't get caught up in being, don't get caught up in not having enough time for God. Don't get caught up in working so much that you're not able to praise and you're not able to worship God. Amen. And in that praising and in that worship, it turns into prayer. Amen. So with that being said, I'm not going to linger here any longer. I just bless God for everyone tonight. And I just give God all the praise. I give him all the glory. I just thank God just for him being him. Amen. So with that being said, deuces.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning.
Yeah.
We'll never see defeat another day that I'm living by. The devil still